A few days after being sworn into office, Australia's new government has held high-level talks with one of Washington's most senior diplomats. US Undersecretary for Political Affairs Nicholas Burns has met Australian Foreign Minister Stephen Smith, Defence Minister Joel Fitzgibbon and the Deputy Prime Minister Julia Gillard. Canberra's plan to withdraw its combat forces from Iraq by the middle of next year has dominated discussions. Burns said Washington respected Australia's decision and hoped it would still be able to help the United States rebuild Iraq's economy and political institutions. Australia's ratification this week of the Kyoto Protocol on climate change has further isolated the US, which refuses to sign the agreement. Despite differences over Iraq and the environment, Burns says he expects the excellent relationship that exists between Australia and the United States to continue.
I think there's so much that unites our two countries. The discussions that I've had have been very positive across the board in both directions. And I've conveyed a great deal of interest from Washington in getting to know the new leadership. I expect us to have excellent relations. And I also expect, as with any two democratic allies, there'll be issues on which we disagree. And that's the way life goes. And that's the way democratic governments interact with each other.
Burns has also discussed Washington's recent diplomatic efforts to achieve a new United Nations Security Council resolution against Iran. The US is hoping Australia will boost its military commitment to Afghanistan after its Iraq pullout. The Rudd government has expressed its support for the campaign against militants in Afghanistan. Both Prime Minister Rudd and Foreign Minister Smith plan to visit the United States next year. Mr. Rudd has insisted that close relations with the Americans remain central to Australia's foreign policy. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.